Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, PB.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, excellent.
Right on. Today, we're going to talk about voice.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you know that you can use your voice incorrectly?
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you can use it incorrectly, damage it, lose your voice, strain your voice, end up having to whisper and not be heard. I know singers and communicators sometimes have to go to a voice coach.
You know who I think of?
Huh.
Michael Bolton. Think of him singing.
Uh-huh.
He's using his voice wrong, man. I'm telling you.
Is he? I didn't know. Well, I want to talk about voice in a different light, though. I want to talk not about that part that we were just dealing with, whatever comes
physical,
out of your...
Physical, sure.
Yeah. But I want to talk about your tone, attitude, the individual fingerprint, uniqueness, point of view of your voice.
Okay.
I think that sometimes we as leaders fail to use that voice correctly, and it ends up reducing our message to a whisper that can't be heard. I just read recently that voice is the manifestation of genuineness.
Okay, stop. Do that again.
That's a lot of big words, huh? Voice is the manifestation of genuineness. It's honesty. It's your real voice. The voice that it can be read. If I were to write something and didn't have my name on it, would somebody guess? I think that might have come from Brian because I hear his voice in that.
Sure. No, yeah, I gotcha.
The word candid comes to mind. I think one of my favorite types of programming on TV is like candid camera type things. There's more modern versions of it. But the idea is like somebody is set up, surprised. You know, there's a trick that's played on them. And what's so fun about it is that real, unrehearsed
yep.
response.
Raw.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the real them coming mm-hmm. out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need to hear from us, not just a mask, not just this is me with a microphone, this is me on the platform, this is me with my title, this is me in a uniform, but the real me coming through
yeah.
in the words that I'm saying and what I'm writing.
You mentioned that sometimes as leaders, we don't use that voice correctly.
Right.
How are we doing that? What are we messing up on?
Well, I think one thing that we do a lot is we parrot, we repeat, we just, you know, we hear something or read something and we think that's great. And then we just say it the exact same way. It
right.
just comes right out the same way. You know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've done that. Confession time. I remember the first time I received the offering.
Uh-huh.
I prayed because you pray
yeah.
after
oh, yeah.
offering, and I prayed to bless both the gift and the giver. And I really honestly had no idea what it meant.
Uh-huh.
I just heard other people do it, so I did it.
Right.
I was parroting.
Uh-huh. That's funny. There's a real power when what we're saying is not just words, but there is our emotion tied to it and our feelings and what we've been through. You know, on our own team, we have Sean Seeley, who's an Iraq war veteran and has an incredible story of what happened to him. But I think the part to me that's so powerful is not just what happened, but the real Sean behind that,
yep.
the emotions,
yep.
the feeling, him talking about being in the hospital and not being able to take care of himself and having to have others do that for him
mm-hmm.
and that it was humiliating and humbling, him dealing with bitterness and that struggle.
Right.
It's the real him, you know, coming out and being expressed. We also have Angela Hagebush on our team and her talking about the loss of her mother when she was a teenager and her father's accident. And, you know, when she's telling that story with tears and talking about the challenge of it and the emotions, we're getting the real her, not just
yep.
a rehearsed, not just a repeated story, but the real person coming through.
Yeah, it really comes through in her writing too, for sure.
So what I'm wanting to say is don't just be a parrot, have a voice, develop your voice, be uniquely you, not just the you with a mask on, not you imitating somebody else.
Yeah. When I think of your voice
mm-hmm.
as a communicator, I think of you as practical, and calculated. I think of you as slightly irreverent when you communicate,
mm-hmm.
but that's you.
Right.
That's your voice coming through.
Yeah, exactly. And I hear the same thing in your voice, the unique Andy Jones, I hear coach and father and easygoing, happy, enjoying life. I hear all of those things when you're talking.
Well, it's good because you don't want to be a faker. I just think there's nothing worse. I mean this. I think there's nothing worse than hearing somebody communicate or write, and you know that they're mimicking.
Yeah.
And also, conversely, there's nothing as good as getting the sense as an audience member that you're getting to know that person through their voice. It's really cool.
You know, when somebody says something or writes something and it's evident that it's not their voice, they're simply repeating, parroting what they've heard or what they've read. I'd rather go to the source and get the original than listen to someone just repeating what they heard. So here's the idea. The idea is let your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your struggles, and your victories come through in your voice. Those things that make you laugh, those things that make you cry, what frustrates you, what you are genuinely excited about, allowing the real you to come through. And in doing so, it's genuine and you are believable.
Believe that.
That's it. Use your voice.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.